The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
This is the only podcast I think you can tune into to get disgusting noises on a regular basis. So we're just happy to, you know.
Oh, I don't think it's the only one.
What?
This can't be the only one with disgusting noises.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's not. So we're back online. Well, we're always online, but we're back live, as it were. And I think we've proved a successful model with this whole, you know, using the voiceover IP stuff, at least as far as the using the Google Talk is concerned. I think Skype, it's running a far second at this point in time, and I really believe that. Not that I'm ready to switch over from Skype to Google, you know. Oh, man, sorry about that. No, just never feed me this
Fonzie's
late.
Fonzie's screaming at you from the other room because of your foul
noises. Did she just
yell?
Sorry. She's, oh, man, believe you me, if the microphone was in another position on my body, well, we're not going to go there.
Or it will end up in another position on your body if you don't stop.
Yeah,
burping.
I suppose. So we had a call in from Saucer here a few minutes ago. Let's see if we can grab him again.
Didn't he write some poetry?
Saucer? He wrote poetry. Where the
Chaucer. That was Chaucer.
God, Jake, that was the worst.
It wasn't the worst.
We're trying calling him here.
Ponzi's yelling something, but I'm not sure what it is. Oh, I think she yelled disgusting again.
Oh, disgusting, okay.
Took me
All
a
right,
second.
Well, Saucer, you'll have to give us a call back if you hear this. So let's try it. Well, Ivar apparently had a defective microphone, and we've had a talk with that. Oh, where's, what's his name? He was calling in earlier, Bissam? If Bissam is listening, love to take Bissam again. Because he had called in a couple times right before we were trying to go to a break and take a breather. So, there's Bissam. Hang on, let's see if I can call him again. This is great. Instead of people calling me, I'm just calling them. This should be the way every show goes.
Hello.
Bissam.
Hello. Oh, let me mute my feed here.
It's okay. Right. Now we can talk to you again. So you
Oh, excellent.
You helped test this like minutes before we went live on the air. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, this sounds really awesome. It sounds like you're like in the next room.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's really, really good. And I don't know how I sound on the feed because I muted that, but I got the headset on anyway, so I don't think that I would have had any kind of echo problems.
No, I think you sound great.
Seemed to be the problem earlier.
You know, what he doesn't know is we are in the next room.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Now, Bissam, where are you calling in from, California?
Yeah, from Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, from Culver City specifically. It's a big town.
It's not bad.
So, yeah, this is awesome. This is actually my first, well, not this one, but the last one I had with you was my first Gmail experience. And actually, I just installed all three programs, Gmail, Skype, and Gizmo yesterday. So just sort of trying to do my own little comparison. And it sounds like Google is really, really great here.
Yeah, it's one of the best. If Google Talk had been around when we began this whole thing, I don't know if we would have even bothered getting the real phone line. I mean, we're going to keep it, obviously, because we've got strong audio equipment in here.
There are some advantages to the real phone line.
Yeah, but certainly I think I would just as soon take an interview over. If I was going to choose an application now, bar none. Without a doubt, I would be using Google to make and coordinate the calls.
You know,
Forget about Skype.
We haven't tested MSN
Definitely.
Yet.
All right, we haven't tested MSN. Let me see if I can find someone on MSN. So you've been listening in all night or off and on?
Off and on, yeah. Okay. It's been running, but I'm trying to get some studying done here. So I'm afraid that I've had to mute you a few times.
No, that's just it. Okay. Hey, User Binge Geek.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So your birthday is coming up this Saturday, huh?
Yes, it is.
And what are you wishing for?
I don't know. Nothing specifically.
Well, come on. Nothing specific. Go on.
A
come
PSP,
on. This is your chance. This is your chance to broadcast your birthday wishes out to the 10 people who are listening to the stream right now. This is your opportunity.
Well, I do have a wish list of a bunch of things.
Yeah,
And I know a lot of photography stuff. I love photography, and you know, I already have a pretty good camera, but you know, I'm always in need of other things.
What do you want? The Starship Enterprise? There. Wait, someone beam me! Watch out for the Klingons.
It's everyone saying my name in the chat room.
Oh, so when someone says your name, you have an ego thing that goes off?
Yep, exactly.
Wow. Okay, everybody in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, type in user Bing Geek, and then we'll just have his computer just go ape. Right. So how old are you going to be? 14 now?
No, 29.
29?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be 29 forever, just like me.
Yep.
So how's that wiki working for the show notes?
Very good. We've been keeping it up all night. You know, we can definitely always use help with it. During the end of the show, it gets tiring for Lord Cat and I to keep up. And
that's what the caffeine's for.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can tell you, the chat room's going nuts with your name right now. So in about 7 seconds, we're probably going to hear it go nuts. I think we're going to be moving to a different kind of wiki. I mean, what you're doing right there is fine, but I think we're looking at a more integrated means of providing that information for people. So I'll keep you posted on that. Yeah, it'll be good.
Anything would be helpful.
Yeah. Oh, did you mute your computer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But for some reason it stopped doing it.
It stopped doing it. Oh boy. We were hopefully going to just make your computer go nuts, like it normally does. So. All right. Well, no. Thanks for everything you do with the show.
No problem. No problem.
I appreciate it.
I have one thing to ask you, though.
Oh, you did have a legitimate question.
I do. We get a lot of questions about, what do you use to make your podcast, to make the show, as far as microphones, and if you had any suggestions for USB headsets and microphones, I think that would be very helpful.
Well, we've got probably the more than average setup here.
We've got overkill for what you'd need.
Well, I wouldn't say overkill, because what we've got here, people make comments about our content all the time. First of all, they ask when it's going to suck less. And second of all, I mean, in terms of the content, but they always say the audio quality is better than the average podcast, and that's largely because of what Jake has really assembled is kind of a who's who, if you will, of audio hardware.
But at the same time,
closing program. Do you hear that? We're making it go nuts. So, Jake, what equipment do we use? Just to answer the question that gets asked a lot.
What we've got here for the headsets that we use are Beyerdynamic, and I would actually not recommend these headsets simply because they've got this weird wiring requirement to them that the other one is still at the solid repair because I keep forgetting to call him back. But anyway, that's another issue. But these headsets I would not recommend simply because you have to have custom wiring done to them to get them done. Because they come with raw ends, and then you can get whatever kind of ends you need to connect to your board, which is insanely cool if you want customization. But you got to pay a little bit extra to get somebody to do it, and you can get some stock stuff that'll work fairly well. Off the top of my head, if you want a headset that plugs into a mixing board like this, I'm not sure what I would recommend at this point instead of this. I would actually go with either like a Sennheiser E835, which is what we use in the field, which is a handheld equivalent to the ever-popular Shure SM58, which is sort of a classic vocal mic. They cost about $100. You could also go with like a Plantronics headset. Actually works reasonably well. I recorded back when we had a radio show that actually aired on broadcast radio in Iowa. I recorded an entire 2-hour show using a Plantronics headset into, I think it was SoundForge at the time, and like pre-recorded the entire show and sent it over to the radio station on a CD, and that worked reasonably well for about $40 or $50. But I mean, what we're specifically using are these Beyerdynamic headsets, routing through a compressor from Alesis, routing through a Mackie DFX-12 mixing board, which then runs. Our headsets are powered off of a HP4 Presonus headset mixer, which gives up to 4 people the control over the volume of their own headset, which is definitely necessary if you're going to have more than one person using a headset, because you really what's loud to me in my ears is certainly not what's loud to Chris in Chris's ears.
This interview, by the way, is reminding me of the one I did with Stowe Boyd, where it was beeping every 5 seconds.
It's a little distracting. And then, of course, we've got the mother load phone system, which is a Comrex Stack 6-line dual digital hybrid system, which, unless you're doing something like what we're doing, is absolutely overkill. You could certainly get by with Skype or Gmail, GTalk. They should just call it Gmail Chat.
Yes, yeah, everyone's got a Gmail account. Yeah,
I can't well. Really.
So, yeah, I agree.
And I'm trying to think if there's any other hardware that we're missing here that I haven't mentioned. But honestly, in terms of like what I use to do some of the stuff that I do at home, I just have like a little. I can't think of the exact model. I think it's U802, Behringer U802 mixer. I have a Studio Project C1 microphone that I use, but you could get by with, say, the Behringer C1, which is considerably less expensive, or the Behringer B1. Either one of those two would be a really good microphone. And I use Adobe Audition for most of the editing.
Are you plugging your mixer into the computer via USB or through a sound card?
The mixer that we're currently using goes in through the audio in on an Auto G2. I'm toying around with the idea of using a USB mixer at some point in the future, but for the time being, this works really well, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper.
Because I've been finding a lot of the analog microphones, you know, that, or anything that you plug directly into a sound card, you typically get a lot of background noise and hiss, I guess, from interference from other parts of the computer, like especially the video card. So I've been recommending mostly USB headphones to people that have asked, but wasn't really sure if that was
the big thing that you're going to pick up background noise from, especially, is if the microphone is omnidirectional as opposed to like a cardioid pattern directional microphone. And so if you've got an omnidirectional mic, like a lot of those like creative stick microphones or LabTech stick microphones that come with a computer are omnidirectional and they pick up like everything in the room. So even more so than picking up stuff inside the computer, they're actually picking stuff up just from general noise in the room.
So is that, does that, do you think you can play that back and put that into the show notes?
Yeah, were you typing all that?
Probably not. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, well, just, you know, like I said, you know, take it back, digest it. Jake was probably going to, he's probably going to break out the segment. This was a solid show in terms of interactivity. I think it was one of the best ones we've had. I think the Google Talk VoIP thing is going to be a staple. No doubt about it.
Definitely.
All right, well, thanks again for your help, and happy early birthday.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
As a user, Ben Geek, of course, he can be found over in the chat room, the Lockernum chat room, which you can find a link for just about anywhere, especially over at thechrisperilloshow.com. We've got quite a few people in there tonight. I think it's largely because I did that outreach in my blog, although Blogware apparently is down at this very moment.
Really?
So there's a lot of things, people doing, a lot of repairs during primetime hours, which I don't know what the hell's up with that.
Yeah, what was that? And Feedster was down, like, real briefly, too.
Was it? I can't remember.
No, because I was trying to look something up on Feedster.
Did we get a hold of Dave earlier? Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. All Dave right, was still
see.
Not here.
Let's see if we can give him a call back, because he's back there again, if he's tuned in. He may not even know we're recording him. Dave? Are you with us now? I think he's on mute because I can't hear him at all.
No, well, he's obviously not on mute.
No, I know. I mean, on his end, I think
on
he's
his
muted.
End, he's muting
yeah.
himself.
We're fine on our end. No, this is a Google call again.
Hey, Dave.
Dave's not here. All right, Dave. And we're going to have to let you go again. I'm sad to say. But, you know, we'll be around. Don't worry. We'll be around.
Call us next week, Dave.
No, we've still got about
maybe
a solid half hour here.
That'll be the running gag on the Gmail.
Dave's not here.
The GTalk call is call Dave.
Call Dave?
Well, we'll call Dave every show and see if he answers.
See if he answers the call. Well, either the
of course, if he answers, the whole gig is blown.
Yeah, then it doesn't work anymore, sadly. So now we've got quite a hopping night. I would say it's probably one of the more active nights that we've had in terms of interactivity. Had more, I think, online calls that when we promote it more so next time around, we'll probably get a lot more activity. Of course, we didn't really know what we were going to do because Google Talk was just released, and you know, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to do this? And by the way, you know, not only do I have to tell you again that the next the next show that we're doing is going to be starting at 6 o'clock at night, and it's going to run till 9 o'clock. So remember, we're going to be an hour earlier next time around. And then on September 8th, we're going to be doing another Go To Meeting show. So September 8th, as soon as we get the URL, sign up. We only have room for 200 people, and we'll be demonstrating some really cool things. I can't tell you what, though, because I really don't know what's going to be happening.
You know, and actually, though, it might be cool to demonstrate how many freaking clients you got open on your desktop.
How I maximize everything, how I make sure that everything works. Dave. Okay, I've got this is the thing. If you're going to interact on a VoIP call, like a voice over IP call online, you got to make sure the microphone's plugged in. Maybe what it is, well, no. Google should automatically switch the input to the right mic input. Usually these clients do that for you automatically. That was Dave calling here, but it doesn't look like it's working. And I know he's not on mute. There we go. Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Are you listening to the stream or me? Dave, I heard him. Did you hear him? Or was that a ghost?
That was a pop in the line somewhere. I don't know.
He says he's here, but we can't hear him. Well, unfortunately, a conversation is not going to go well if we can't hear you, Dave.
A one-sided call doesn't go well.
No, I don't know. I think it's your mic settings. You might want to try fiddling with your mic, fussing with it. I think Mr. Sword of Destiny could probably give you a few lessons on that. He does that really well. And he's a trumpet player, so you know he's a good kisser, too. I mean, well, yeah. Not that I would know.
Did you date a trumpet player or something?
No, they just say that, because the dexterity, or that's not really dexterity of your tongue, because you get, tuned in and you're all focused.
If you're licking the mouthpiece on a trumpet, it's not going to sound good.
Oh, now I'm getting calls from everyone. Okay, wait, we're going to take M. Davis first. M. Davis, 33. Hello? What is this? Hello? Is it us, Jake?
It shouldn't be us, because we were just on with somebody.
Yeah, we were just on with somebody in Google.
And I haven't touched anything since then.
And they hung up on me. They called me, and then they hung up. I don't think they realized that we were on the air. So we're bringing back Mr. Gamer Circle.
Hey there, guys. I thought I would chime in here with some other gaming peripherals that I like to use when I game. Can you guys hear me okay?
No, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I actually picked up a Sony wireless headset that works fantastic, and I'll speak slowly for Mr. Geek there. It's a Sony TMR-IF, that's Idaho Frank 540R. It's a big old monster headset like from the 70s, but it does force feedback sound, cordless, wireless, and it's just phenomenal. It's got a limited range of like 12 feet, but, I don't know anyone that can play a game that's 12 feet away from their PC.
12 feet. Now, how much does that cost again?
It was about $50.
Huh. That's not too bad. Ponzi's got a wireless headset at this point, but she wants to walk around the house, so it's got to be a lot further than just 12 feet.
Well, yeah, I specifically got this for gaming, and it, when it sits on the stand, it charges, and it's auto on and off, so when you put it on your head, it turns itself on, so you when you set it down, you're not burning up the battery. So it's got a pretty long, I did it for a LAN party about 2 months ago, and 3 days of gaming, and I never had any power problems.
Oh, all right, fair enough. So that's one. You said you had a couple?
Oh, well, I was reading on the show notes how everyone else is talking about the MX-1000 mouse, and I recently switched from the MX, and hands down, battery life, because it turns itself off, and, going from an optical to laser, you definitely do notice sensitivity differences. So some of the games you had to adjust ever so slightly, but otherwise it's very accurate, and it hangs tough.
All right.
So if you're a hardcore gamer, in the PC world, you need to have the right equipment, otherwise, you get fragged, right?
Yeah, well, you lose all cred, really. And by the way, thanks for blogging. I caught that during the break that you had blogged about coming onto the program and trying Google.
Well, once I figured out how to get an account so I could leave a comment, but yeah.
All right, fair enough.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Yeah, keep us posted. Yeah, you too.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, take care. So we have a call on the real phone line, and then after that, I think Dave has figured it out. His mic slipped out of the jack. So go ahead and answer.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
How's that dirty? The mic slipped out of the jack? That doesn't sound dirty
never
at all.
Mind.
So, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller? I think Jake had you muted. Try it again. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
David.
David. How do I know David?
How do you know me?
Yeah, do I know you at all?
Well, I am in the channel.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Talking to
okay.
Channel.
Good enough.
I just recently started listening to your show. Hadn't heard you since when you were doing when you'd uploaded the MP3s from your AM show back in Iowa.
You remember how stupid that was? That show. This one's so much better. You know, we actually have callers.
What's the difference?
The difference here is that it's much more interactive, much more lively. We're not limited by time. We don't have to stop every 3 minutes for a break, and I don't end every segment by saying WWHO.
It was fabulous to have Dodge commercials.
Right, certainly, in the middle of a tech show. So what's on your mind, David? Just saying hello?
Well, you all answered the question about what you use, but I'm just wondering, since I don't have a headset, what should I get?
Like a headset.
If I want to call on Google or whatever, if I want to talk with Google Talk.
That's a good question.
Plantronics.
Plantronics has been recommended by some, Logitech by others.
Okay.
You know, certainly. I mean, what we're using here, these are expensive headsets, very expensive headsets, which Jake wouldn't recommend.
Weird thing is I actually know most of the equipment you're talking about just because I read all the recording magazines and stuff, but I haven't gotten into that area yet.
No, you know, I think as far as doing, you know, calls over like Google or Skype or whatever, you definitely want to go with a headset just because better audio quality and you don't get a lot of that echo and reverberation. Plus, you get a lot more control and it's a lot more comfortable sitting in front of your computer, which to me is still, I will call someone on the real phone. I never say, well, let's Gmail each other. Let's G-Talk or Gmail, whatever. What the hell is this thing? Google Talk. God, what is...
Google Talk,
they've
yeah.
got me... No, seriously, they need to rename it to, like, G-Talk.
Well, guy in the chat channel had a great idea earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Mitch Schrader?
Yeah,
Mitch. Said it ought to be Gargle.
Gargle? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Isn't that great?
Oh, man.
Because that's what you sound like when you're talking on Gargle? Web call.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, Audio Technica makes some decent headset mic and headphone combinations.
Yeah, so that'll get you started.
And they're actually, you know, they're in the professional audio business.
Right, yeah.
And I tend to lean towards the products that are made by people who actually understand this stuff. I mean, the gamer stuff with all the force feedback and all that is cool, but I don't really need my head vibrating when I'm talking to somebody.
Well, yeah, that's true. But for $50, I mean, if you want to ask someone a question about this, probably the guy in the chat room, the Gamer Circle handle, is probably going to be able to help you with that, David.
Okay.
Yeah, because it sounds like he's been kind of knee-deep in that stuff.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Stay tuned in, and you know, if you have any other questions or comments, smart remarks, feel free to call.
Okay, well, I'm actually tuning out about now because it's pretty late over here
in
Virginia.
Yeah, we're moving it back. We're moving it back, let's see here, next week. It's going to be an hour earlier, so hopefully it'll be better.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you all later.
Yep, take care.
Bye.
So now we've got about 14 Gmail people coming in right now, including Shane. Let me call him back.
Okay, well, I'm actually...
Shane? Okay, you can turn down the audio stream at this point. Shane, you're live. Hello, listen to me, Shane.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. You can turn down the stream, though, because that's old news.
It's a tape delay.
Oh, yes. Which, of course, we don't...
Just in case something goes over there.
It's digital tape.
It's a streaming delay.
Something like that. So what's going on?
Not much, just... taking it easy tonight, trying to relax a little after today at work.
Crazy day?
I just kind of zoned out and kind of just sat there in Visual Studio for about 6 hours straight.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I got a lot of work done.
Oh, that's good. And you and I are working on something, too.
It's a secret.
Yeah, we can't talk about it officially.
Fight Club?
No, it's not. You can't talk. We couldn't talk about that even if that was it. Yeah, it should be cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited about it. And it's when I'm not working, I'm thinking about that. When I'm not thinking about that, I'm working on that.
Yeah. And now we're teasing everybody at this point, but we'll have something to show them relatively soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope to get the alpha done, and then the public beta should only be a week or two behind that.
All right. Are we gonna release it after the alpha stuff is done?
That's your call.
I think the features that we'd have for finished from the alpha, I think we'd be able to unleash it onto the public. I really do.
That'd be nice.
And I'm going to be, I think, getting a completely dedicated server for it here within the next day or two. So we'll have our own server.
We need that right now.
Yeah, we'll have that soon. And you're, you know, working on optimizations and all that stuff. So yeah, I think the plan would be after we're done with these alpha features, just to get it out the door. I mean, we're not going to have some of the stuff that, you know, we'd have lined up with the beta. But the nice thing is that it would be a rolling beta, meaning as we did new things, we'd be able to integrate it, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe even make the, if not the CVS, then like some type of changelog public through like an RSS feed. Or I mean, I could easily set that up. That's not that big a deal either, installing WordPress or something like that on the server.
Yeah, to do that. There's a couple programs I know about that we can do kind of like feature releases and the change log have you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Keeping people up to date as to what we're doing.
Very good. Well, I haven't been listening, unfortunately. I just got home just a little bit ago.
It's okay.
But, I tuned in and I decided to call because I just got myself a decent mic and mixer set up here.
Yeah.
About a week ago.
You know, I can tell you, Shane, I'd said that the Google Talk wasn't that impressive. You were right. This is the voice quality on here is absolutely amazing. Unbelievably.
Your voice right now sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's the qual. I mean, right now you're sounding a little distant. You're not sounding as clear as some of the other callers, but you sound far and away better than a lot of the real phone calls that are coming in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are on the Comcast network together too.
Yeah.
So.
God, don't even get me started on Comcast. Please. Yeah. Exactly. Comcrap. That's exactly what it is. So
good.
Yeah.
So what's on the plate for you guys tonight? What are you guys talking about?
You know, it's just random stuff. Whatever people are wanting to talk about. I mean, we're talking about the uniqueness of Google Talk, trying new things. You had a few questions, had a few comments, a lot of interactivity, and I really like that. And I think we're making a good case for people downloading Google. I think, and we haven't tested every particular IM, but I can tell you in trying Skype and Google Talk side by side, the Google Talk quality is just, even with the same equipment, it's just amazing. It seriously trumps it.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the IP address to see if we're directly connected or not, but hopefully down the road they'll have that option to go through their network or directly connect if possible.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
That way we could just push it up. So
we'll see what happens at some point in the near future.
Have you noticed when you have multiple windows open when you're talking to someone, you can just press tab, just the tab key, and it goes between multiple windows?
Oh, that's smart. That's cool. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it makes it super fast. Like at work, everybody at work's migrated already. So
wow.
It's kind of like my primary one at work.
That's amazing. Well, I have a feeling it's going to be up on my screen, although I'm not going to answer calls when I'm not doing it on the air, unless, of course, it's like from you. Or like, you know. I mean, well, because, you know, we're working on stuff together. So, you know, if, you know, it's really like, because I'm excited. I really am, because this is really, I'm really excited. Like, I can't contain myself. And
yeah, I was trying to explain it to an old friend today and just kind of the concept, and I'm definitely not the person to explain it to anybody.
You know what? Honestly, I mean, you can explain it, but I've explained it and then showed them what it was, and they got it as soon as they saw it. They instantly. Okay. You have to see it.
I had a guy fall to his knees after he saw one of the main features.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, that's incredible. How are you guys doing that?
Hot damn, dude. Shane, we got it. We nailed this thing, man.
Awesome. Yeah, the other day when you called me on my commute home, I was in the carpool and I was trying to keep really subdued because everybody's really upset after work. Right now we're in the middle of a major release, so everybody's really angry on the way home, and I kind of didn't want to be the one that's all excited because then they hate me. But I could tell your excitement coming through.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to hold myself back.
I'm so stoked about it. I really am. I mean, I think it's not going to change the world or anything, but I think we've got a good thing going.
Change my world.
So,
but no.
Yeah, we'll see. So, anyway, no, thanks for calling in.
No problem. And yeah. I wanted to see, too, this is one of the first times I've actually done a two-way G Talk. Gosh, that's not going to
I know.
Out.
See,
Google Talk.
Exactly. It was horrible branding because everyone wants to call it Gmail or G Talk. That it seriously, they need to rename it.
Yeah,
I kid you not, they need to rename it. of course, everyone wants to call it Gargle in the Locker Gnome chat room.
Jim, G-I-M.
Jim? I don't know. don't know. Every time I think of gym, I think like sweaty socks and, you know, getting beat up, and it's just not a good experience. So
gym doesn't click with me.
Yeah. Now we met Shane and I met in person a couple years ago when I was still working at Tech TV. We met on the screensaver set.
I kind of remember that.
I remember it very clearly. I remember where we were standing too.
Yeah, I remember where you were standing. You were wearing your backpack.
Of course.
That was the episode where you started out in the fridge, I believe.
Was it? Oh, my God. That was like when I first started there, like way back when.
Yeah, it was before they really, I think, announced your name at all.
No. I was the unknown variable. And, of course, now I'm still the unknown variable, but, hey, I'm having a lot of fun. So.
No, it was really cool. And surprisingly, I remember I made Chris Perillo Fanatics.
Yeah, you nut.
The short thing. I remember I got called, I think it was David Lawrence called me on CNET Radio.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
and
funny.
He asked me about it, and at the time I wasn't ready for the phone call, so I had nothing really to say.
It's okay. There's not much to say about me, actually. You've seen the dark side of Chris Perillo.
Yeah. Well, I've yet to come to a Gnome Dex. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm really sad I missed the one in Tahoe, too, because that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where I am.
It's okay, Shane. If this project goes the way I expect it to go, you'll be at Gnome Dex.
It'd be fun. I mean, even if it doesn't, hopefully you'll invite me.
No, Shane, would you just trust me on this? If your friend dropped to the knee, now, did your friend drop to his knees on one of the features for the alpha, or?
It was the alpha.
Okay.
It was one of the algorithms I've been working on.
Just trust me, dude. Just trust me on this. Trust me.
But you're right about the telling someone, because like the people listening right now, they're not grasping.
They're not going to get it.
The people listening right now.
I know. It's all hype. It's all building it up and everything. And
you got vaporware now.
No, I don't have. It's not. Trust me. It's not vaporware. Yeah. People have seen
it.
It's real.
Forever.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Doom 3.
Doom 3's out.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it just took them like how many years?
It took a while.
Yeah.
It took
about 13 generations of people. I don't know. So.
All right. Well, we should probably grab Harold before we run out of time tonight.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah. Thanks, Shane. We'll be in touch. Right. Obviously, every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Talk to you online about right now.
For sure.
For sure.
All right, bye.
Thanks. Yeah. Shane is and I kid you not, one sharp cookie. And I don't say this about many people. He's a developer, and we're in tune. Where this project that we're working on, he can almost predict what I'm going to say. I'm afraid of like telling him because I get like, you know me, I get excited about things.
You get feature creep.
I get
really
feature
fast.
Creep. Yeah, really quick.
Wait a minute.
But he's able to scale it back, and we're actually able to manage it.
We just lost Harold somehow.
Harold? Harold who already called in, or is it a new Harold? I don't know if that's a new Harold. Okay, wait. I'm going to basically take. I'm going to be taking new calls here, not just the old ones who have rolled in. Let me grab Dave here, because Dave, I'm going to give him a reprise. This is the third time trying to call Dave, whose mic slipped out of his jack.
Hello?
Dave?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, now my mic works.
Yeah, so it was unplugged from the computer.
Yeah, I went down there and was like, God darn it.
So you're listening into the live stream then?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. A little late out here, but
it's okay.
It's okay.
Well, we're moving it back next week. We're moving it back an hour. Just wait. We're going to be doing the go-to meeting show on September 8th, which is where I get to share my screen and then share other people's screens, too. It's kind of fun. And you can see little demonstrations. And we're going to record it this time. They've got the ability so that we can record the on-screen demo session so that people can watch it in real time. Well, not in real time, but in a time-shifted way after it's done.
Well, I use GoTo to log in the computers, you know, like remote. I do IT support, so.
Oh, okay. And, so that's your calling in life?
It is my calling in life. I actually enjoy helping people. It's rare to find a person that's got a personality that wants to help people.
Yeah, you know, I
like
know.
I love listening to you guys. I know Leo and everybody else from the TV days, and it more so I listen to you guys for entertainment because I probably could do about the same thing you guys do, just so this is my knowledge. But.
Yeah, no, it's all about entertainment, you know. I mean, I could sit here and talk about, you know, Wi-Fi and Cat 5 all day long, but, you know, unless there's some, you know, pumped up value and I belch every once in a, you know, random while, no one's going to care, you know.
I just can't believe how clear this is.
It's amazing, isn't it, dude?
Oh, my God.
No, I got to say, and I'm going to have to post a retraction and say, I'm sorry, Google, I'm sorry. I still don't like what they're necessarily everything that they're doing, but the voice quality kills Skype.
Oh,
kills. And anybody who says otherwise has not tried it. And having call after call tonight, I can tell you this without a doubt. Don't call me on Skype anymore. You want to call me on Google Talk. You'll have to Google me. Yeah.
The only thing I'd probably say is I wish they could you could conference some other people in.
Yeah. Well, you know, for feature one or version one, it's not too bad. You know, they've got enough critical mass. You know, I posted my IM address, and of course, everybody and their grandma added me. I mean, not too many people, but at the same time, I got quite a handful of them. So
you know, yeah. I did too, but yeah. I mean, I have voice over IP phone service with Vonage, and I'm all for it. It I don't need to be paying the phone company big money anymore.
Yep, we went with Vonage too, and had a couple of issues with it, but for the most part, you know, I feel a lot better paying Vonage for their service than I do paying Quest. Well,
yeah, most of your issues are actually the phone that you're using.
Yeah, I know. Well, we had an issue where we had to reset the router the other day, and so.
Well, it happens from time to time here. Yeah. I've got comm crap too. But, yeah. But you know what? I hate to say it, but Comcast has been okay for me.
Yeah, once you get it set up, you're fine. As long as you don't have to deal with tech support, you're fine.
Right.
You're in the clear. So.
I love when I got a call and I say, you know, I'm an IT guy. I think I can get through this. I mean.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, I've tried to do those calls too, and I think they get defensive as soon as you say that. Look, I'm smarter than you. And then they say, oh, really? And then all of a sudden, you can't get through the internet at all. Well, I don't see anything. And they've unplugged their microphone from the computer.
And it's something silly like me, so doing that too. So. But,
all right,
you guys got a great show. And
all right, thank you.
I missed you on Call for Help, and I used to watch that all the time. I'm glad Leo finally got back out on the States.
Well,
I mean, it's a crappy time zone time, but
I have an opinion about that, which I will probably never share. I think it's great to see Call for Help coming back to the States, but it doesn't bode well. It really doesn't.
I know. It's a sore subject for you.
It's no. It's not just that. I think you know, G4 did wise by getting it, but you have to think bigger than that. It's certainly fantastic, and I think it's going to be an absolute smashing success, which, of course, anything that Leo does, you know, turns to gold. But at the same time, the writing's on the wall, and you better enjoy it while it lasts. And
that's true.
It's not – you got to look at the big picture, and the big picture is not a pretty one. It looks like Picasso, you know, kind of the ears overfloating. It's not very pretty.
I don't know if you listened to his interview on MacCast. I just listened to that earlier tonight.
No, I don't get a chance to listen.
I know it's hard. You got so much stuff going on. If you get a chance, listen to it. Obviously, you know Leo better than I would. I do, but not just me just being a fan.
I think Leo hates me, actually.
Does he really?
No, I mean, we get along and everything, but I think I annoy him.
I annoy
a lot of people, which is the method to my madness. You know, that's the way I get
like
in.
You, Chris,
I'm like.
You're just hyper, and you're really out there to get things done and want to get get out in the tech world. I mean,
no doubt about it.
I love the fact that somebody said that the other day. I wasn't listening. I don't know what I was listening to, and they type in your first name, Chris, in Google, and you're the first one that comes up.
Yep.
I find that hilarious.
Why is that so funny?
It's cool. I can't believe you were able to get yourself listed just by your first name that easily in Google.
Well, you know, you got to know the right people. No, it's not that way at all.
It takes a lot of skill.
It takes a lot of time.
Time,
energy, and effort.
And push.
So. Dave, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks, guy.
Appreciate
bye.
It.
All right,
we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, we're gonna have to be winding down here any minute now because we're ending. I can't believe that this is the fastest 3 hours I think we've ever gone through, you know, ever on the Chris Perillo show. But I do have an MSN guy, Jeremy Cohn. Who I'm going to... Oh, crap, it wants to step me through the wizard. Hang on, it's going to put me through the stupid... All right, yeah. Let's click finish. I'm going to invite Jeremy to do an audio conversation on MSN. And by the way, Jeremy did a fantastic discussion. We're going to be up... We'll upload that to... Jake, copy that over, and we'll put it on the website. Jeremy Cohn does the weekly thing, the conversation with the... every week. If he's even paying attention. He wanted to do it on Gmail, but I wanted to see if I can get him on... He's an MSN guy. Has accepted connecting with Jeremy. Boy, this is just horrible. Compared to Gargle, this is horrible. Sorry, I'm kind of... Now, it's a great word now, the chat, it's a Gargle. Google instead. So it's not working on MSN, so he says try Google instead. If I can find him on my list, I got about 4 billion guys. 4 billion... Oh, Ponzi's IMing me. I don't want to... Babe, you were disgusting, not cool. Yeah, thanks. Let's try accepting him this way.
She's your biggest fan, too.
What, Ponzi?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it. Yeah, I don't know. No, it's not working. I have a firewall with MSN. Well, it doesn't care with Google Talk. So, you know, Google Talk is it. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few. There we go. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy. Hello. How are you? That's good. Good, good. So, what are you up to? Yes.
Hey, there you are. Yeah,
don't listen to the stream, Jeremy.
I closed it. How are you doing?
I have to say that every time, I swear to God. I'm doing good.
You know what?
Yeah, what?
MSN sucks.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Jeremy. As far as this is concerned, yeah, everything sucks compared to the quality of Google Talk.
You know what?
Well, except for that part there. Well, I think we
not
lost.
To say, I don't even want to hear what happened there. Anyway,
sound like you got sucked. It sounded like you got sucked into the world of Tron. You know, where the MCP was pulling you in, and you had to fight off Sark and with the RAM and everything, and the distance of Tron. All right. So anyway, yes.
Anyway, I mean, listen, I don't use MSN for audio because anyone who has a firewall, it won't work with them.
Yeah.
Point blank, you know, same thing with video and sending files. So that basically negates half of MSN users, or more than half, because everyone has a firewall now, right?
Yeah.
But, and Jake, let me just ask you a very quick question. You mentioned Audio-Technica mics before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you mention the ATM75C?
I didn't actually mention a specific model of Audio-Technica.
Oh, right, because that's one that people don't know what they're talking about, right?
Huh?
Was that the one? Remember you said that people at Audio-Technica don't know what they're talking about when they're making products?
Oh, no, that's not what I said. Actually,
that's not what you said.
Mm. No, because they actually make some decent products.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've got the ATM75C. It's a headset, and it's $120, a bit on the expensive side, but it's so worth it.
They make like a ton of like professional gear, like for like wireless lavalier mics and like wireless handhelds and all that. So no, they definitely know what they're doing.
You know what, Chris?
Yes.
What were you gonna say?
Yes. What?
You know what? I was listening to the stream before all the callers that were calling in on the Google Talk. I don't like the name at all. But anyway, I was listening to all the people that were calling in, and it sounds 100 times better than anybody who calls in on the phone.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Yeah, there's no delay. There's no echo. It's awesome.
It's the quality is still a little computery. I mean, in your voice, I can hear a little computery, but its clarity far outweighs that as an audio defect.
Yeah, you sound perfect. Like, there's nothing wrong with you.
Well, you know, that's all right. So
I gotta say, I'm not gonna hash out this for much longer. But you were talking about call for help before. For all those listeners who don't know, and there's probably none by now, I'm in Canada myself, in Toronto, which is right where they produce the show. And I think that you're right. When you did call for help, that was one thing. When Leo did call for help, that was another thing. But having it in Canada and calling it the same show with different people and yada, 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 I don't think that they should call it call for help.
It's
a different show.
Yeah. I have many misgivings as to why I enjoyed doing it. It was one of the best, jobs, quote unquote, that I ever had. But stepping in there, I mean, literally, I almost changed my name to I'm Not Leo, just because I kept getting called, you're not Leo. And that's fine. I think each one of us stands in our own, and certainly we're both working on different projects at this point in time. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong in the sense that there are things happening wherein, and I don't know how far the distribution is going to go, but I'm going to see if I can get a digital somehow hooked into this, but it's looking very good that within probably the next 6 months we're going to begin production on something. So for television,
and I also just want to say, from a Canadian perspective, and for a guy who works for the company that owns the TV show up here, Rogers, they tend to originally, like from when a show originates, they tend to put quite a bit of both money and effort into making it a success, and it is for the most part. But as you said before, I don't see how much longer that this can last, because there's going to be a point that, first of all, how many times is Kevin Rose going to fly to Canada?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I trust me, I'm sure we can go on about that for like hours and hours and hours on end.
Let me just sum up very quickly. It's 1:02 here. I have to be up at.
Woo!
So I have to be at work at 5:30.
Yikes!
Isn't that great?
Yikes!
Yeah, I just want to say this. Google, listen, it's awesome.
Yeah.
For those who listen to the segment I do, you better listen, by the way. For those who listen,
they will.
Honestly,
they do.
I should be doing my interview with Jim over Google.
You'd probably get more equal sound quality.
Yeah, because he can't really. It's very uncommon that he'll be able to actually come down to the newsroom that I work in to be able to do the interview with me.
Yeah.
Or come down to my house because he's a very busy guy too. But yeah, I mean, when I'm hearing you and another caller speaking, I don't know how we sound, but when I hear you and another caller, you sound like the caller's in your house with you.
Yeah. It's
a headset.
It's amazing quality. Absolutely amazing quality.
One quick question. When in the hell is Google going to release Gmail? It's been
over a year. No, it's done. It's open now. When they released it, when they released Google Talk, they officially released Gmail. So you can now get in. You don't need I believe so. You don't need to get an invite.
It still says beta.
Really?
Really?
Well, that I know of, when I read some news the other day. I don't know.
Google's gonna their stocks are going crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna split any day now. And I'm not, you know, into the whole stock market thing, but they're gonna do something. Trust me, it's not gonna be that high forever. They'll split it. If they're smart, they'll split it.
Don't get me wrong, I think the
split does is encourage more trading in the stock.
Right. But the issue is that they're so high right now. It's going to peak.
But that doesn't matter. Is what I'm saying.
Google, when I think of Google, Yahoo, all them, I think of a search engine. To be honest, I don't think of email, chat, the whole bit. And
really, you should be thinking of is advertising, because that's where all that money comes from.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But, I mean, Google, the things that Google are doing are you wouldn't expect that from a company who, you know, does searching. Hmm. Like Frugal. I use Frugal, and it's not even a Canadian thing yet and probably won't be either. But I think it's great.
I don't use Frugal as much as I could. You know, I usually just look at Amazon and then I do some. Actually, smarter.com is a great comparison engine because it'll actually tell you the coupons that may be available for the store or the product. So it's a great all-in-one. I think it does a better job than Frugal. Smarter.com.
Yeah, the problem with Frugal is that there's a very limited amount of items that can actually search through, you know, by categorizing it by price and things like that.
Well, of course, any engine like that is limited on what it goes to, and that's where the frustration comes in, is that you have to visit, like, 13 different engines just to find the one thing that you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure. So. Jake, I just wanted to ask you very quickly a little technical question. When I do the segment from home, right, I've got my guy, or Jim, on the phone, and I've got him almost the same way that you've got, you're going through it, except without the PBX, at home. And I've got him through my phone. I've got a special tap that goes through my soundboard. The problem is, and there has to be a way to avoid this, when I'm speaking on the record, per se, and when I'm speaking and Jim's phone is enabled, you could say, I hear an echo. I hear myself because I'm coming through the mic and then I'm coming through the phone. Other than turning off the mic, what else can I do so that we don't hear myself twice? Because then I have to record a separate voice track and I sound all off.
So you're actually recording your microphone and you're recording the phone conversation at the same time?
Exactly.
Unless you get a digital hybrid so that you can separate out the two channels.
Then there's no way to do it.
There's not really any way to do it. You would actually be better off if you've got, is it like one of those phone recorders from, say, like Radio Shack or whatever that it plugs in?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, well, they're all right, but that's really intended to record everything that happens, like, in your phone line.
Yeah.
So it's already tracking both sides of the conversation. So if you don't have a hybrid, then really your only option is to just record what's happening on your phone. Don't actually record your voice from the microphone.
I gotta suck up to a techie at the news station I work at to give me a hybrid.
Well, you can, depending on where you look, you can get them for like around $150 for one that would do what you want it to do.
Yeah, that's not bad, because I can't keep doing the damn thing from work. I'm supposed to be there to get to get paid for news.
Well, I tell you, Google Talk is a great way to kind of take it offline, so to speak.
You know what? I'm really leaning towards that. It sounds so much better.
No, it's good. It's good.
It's great.
So anyway, keep doing your thing.
Yeah, we're way past 1 o'clock. What the hell? Luckily, you don't have master control or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're getting called now because apparently we have to stop the live stream. So, we'll catch up
good
with
morning.
You online. Yes. So, anyway.
More next week.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Jeremy. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
So that was, again, using Google Talk to get through. But, we're definitely over time as far as this week is concerned. We'll be back next week an hour earlier, as it were, taking live calls over Google Talk, Skype, you name it, if it's got some type of voice system. Although I don't think MSN or Yahoo are going to work. I think those two get a big thumbs down, as far as the audio quality and trying to get it to work on our setup. As far as everything else is concerned, I think it was a successful night. Of course, we'll have the live phone lines up as well. So I'd like to thank everybody who's involved with this particular production. Jake, for making sure all the dials and knobs and switches were flipped up right, because Lord knows what happens when I, get in front of that board, especially having a cup of coffee, which I think actually helped. So maybe this is the Thursday night cup of coffee. It helps get me going and excited and excitable about things. And, of course, thanks everybody in the chat room, including UserBeingGeek and Lord Cat, for keeping the show notes going, keeping everything going. Jeremy, one of our contributors, you'll be able to listen to what he's doing and what he's talking about through the ChrisPerilloShow.com. And, of course, we'll have all this stuff available after Jake carves it up again. Thanks to Ponzi for the technical support. Did I say technical? I'm sorry. I meant food support, which is very, very important. And thanks to Microsoft, our big sponsor, Microsoft Windows Media. We're streaming that way, and we're also the shows are available in Windows Media format. I'd also like to thank Limelight Networks for streaming allowing us to stream the show. It makes it so exciting. And hopefully now we'll be able to grab even more live calls by opening it up, not just with a phone line, bringing it back an hour early next week. Remember, it's like daylight savings time for the Chris Perillo show. So we're starting at 6 and going till 9. So we're not going to be going as late. And that's for all you East Coasters out there. And again, a happy birthday to UserBeingGeek, probably one of the more active gnomies in the chat room and who's been very helpful with making sure everybody stays in touch with what's going on and what's happening on Thursday nights live with the Chris Perillo Show. And I think that's about it. I think I've thanked everybody and their grandmother. So with that, I'll see you later.
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.